In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, this is Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm looking at Hosea 6, first verse. "In their affliction they shall look for me. In their affliction they shall look for me." Why does it take affliction for us to turn to the Lord? Why do we have to reach the lowest point in our being in order to find Jesus, or shall I say, be found by Jesus, because Jesus is not lost? "In their affliction they shall look for me." Why are we so arrogant that we do not know that even when we're on the mountain, we are in absolute need of the Lord Jesus Christ? "In their affliction they shall look for me." And what shall they say? "Come, let us return to the Lord." Return means that at one time I was with him. Well, I know so many people at one time they were with him. Oh, I know so many people at one time they experienced signs and wonders and miracles. So many people that experienced God working in their life, in their everyday life. So many people. I meet them all the time. People will say to me, "Oh, yo, those were my charismatic days. They were wonderful. But now I've grown up." Grown up? You've grown away from the Holy Spirit? I don't care if you don't use the word charismatic. I don't even like that word. I know it means gifted. I'm talking of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking of the Spirit of God. I'm talking about the answer of Jesus Christ for the world until he comes in glory. And that is the Holy Spirit. "Come, let us return to the Lord." Return to the Lord. You know what? You had a good home and you left it. And what did you leave it for? You left it for the kingdom of kingdom. You left it for fame. You left it for power. You left it for riches. Come on. "Come, let us return to the Lord." Don't waste your pain. Don't waste your pain. Whatever pain you're experiencing, let it be used to run to Jesus, to run to Jesus. I had someone that I saw the other day. I hadn't seen him in a long time, and Jim's probably listening to me. He says, "I decided to come back to the espousal because I needed to," but he says, "I didn't come back because I needed anything. I'm just very grateful." Well, you know what? That's a very beautiful thing. If he ever needed something, he should have run to the espousal. It's okay to run to God when we need something. It's okay, especially if we've left him. The Lord will accept us. You see, people say, "You know, he's been so good to me, and then I left him, and now I don't know what to do anymore." Return to the Lord. "Come, let us return to the Lord. For it is he who has rent, but he will heal us." He will heal us. He will heal your defection. And the defection that Jesus needs to heal is the defection in the heart. The defection in my heart. The defection in your heart. We are talking about heart trouble now when we talk about leaving the Lord. And I'm not talking about physical heart trouble. I'm talking about spiritual heart trouble. We are talking about heart trouble when people leave the Lord, when they start thinking that the kingdom of kingdom is enough for me, more goods, more power, more fame, more money. He will heal you. He has struck us, and he will bind our wounds. The Lord Jesus is exactly like that. Never does he ever say, "I told you so." Remember the prodigal son. The prodigal son realizes in the pigsty, that he had so much more with Papa. You know, I'm going to say this to you. Has your pigsty paid off yet? Has your pain paid off yet? The prodigal son was in a pigsty, and from the pigsty, when the pigsty had done its work, He said, I will return to my Father. I'm going to ask you again, has your affliction, your pigsty, done its work yet? Why do you have to wait another day? Come, let us return to the Lord. Come, let us return to the Lord. And also return with words, with words, with words, with tears, with sorrow. Let us return to the Lord. Has your pigsty paid off yet? You don't have to go any lower, you know. You don't have to go any lower. You just need to return. He will revive us after 2 days. He will bind our wounds. On the third day, He will raise us up to live in His presence. And that's exactly what you have been created for. You have been created to live in His presence, and you have been created to give Him glory. I have been created for the glory of the name of Jesus. I have been created to give God glory. You have been created to give God glory. That is your destiny. Your destiny is not to become a great doctor. Your destiny is to become a man of God who gives God glory through being a doctor, through being a nurse, through being a teacher, through being a plumber, through being an electrician. Let us return to the Lord. Let us strive to know the Lord. Let's put some effort into it. Let's put some effort into it. You know what it says in Isaiah? Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near. You know what that implies? Seek the Lord while He may be found. There will be a time in your life when He will not be found. Call on Him while He is near. That's now. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Seek His face. Seek the glory of His name. In your affliction, seek the Lord. In your affliction, get on your face and cry out, I am in absolute need of You. In your affliction, cry out, I am sorry, I've departed from You. You know, who talks of repentance anymore? Who talks of repentance anymore? Yet Jesus went around declaring the kingdom of God. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. John the Baptist, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Who speaks of repentance anymore? We all need to repent. This childlike faith that you once had, God wants to give you again. I'm going to tell you some stories today that childlike faith. There's nothing like childlike faith. And some of you have had this, and you have departed from the Lord. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, He'll give it back to you. I was in the seminary, and I was leaving Peterson Hall one day, and all the jocks were there, you know. These are the guys that run, and these are the guys that lift weights and stuff like that. And I walk by them, and I realize that their automobile doesn't start. So the Lord said to me, if you pray with this automobile, I'll start it. I said, but these guys don't even like me. They think I'm weird as it is. Lord didn't say another word. So they're trying to stop the automobile, and they can't. So I go up to them, and I said, would you mind if I pray? And now they're saying, now, Tom, you're out of your mind. I said, do you have a better idea? And they realized they didn't, so I prayed. And I said, Lord, start their automobile in Jesus' name. It wasn't a long prayer, believe me. I wanted to get out of there as quick as possible. Immediately, that automobile started. I was known as a miracle worker. Miracle worker. It's just a little bit of faith. That's all it was. A little bit of faith. In the time I was at the Wollaston Beach, it was 12 o'clock at night. I had been passing out my tapes when I was a young priest, how the Lord had changed my life. And I had no more tapes. And there was a There was a motorcycle guy with his girlfriend, and he's trying to start his motorcycle. He starts trying to see, he's banging with his foot, you know, on the pedal. Boom, 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 boom. Nothing's happening. I walk by him. The Lord says, if you pray over that motorcycle, I'll start it for him. I said, Lord, please. It's 12 o'clock. I want to go home and go to bed. And he said it again. So I turned around and I said, what's wrong with your motorcycle? He said, it won't start. I said, would you mind if I prayed? Now the girl thinks I'm absolutely nuts. You know, her eyes go up in the air. I say, oh, mamma mia, this guy is soft as ashes. So the guy doesn't answer, so I pray. I said, Lord Jesus, start this motorcycle for this man, please. And I walked away. The second I walked away, the motorcycle started. I didn't even have a tape to give this guy. But I turned around and I said to him, you know what? Jesus loves you. That's why he started the motorcycle. The next day when I was on Wollaston Beach, he was the first person I saw and I had a tape. He says, how did you do that? I said, I didn't do that. I said, Jesus did that. You want to know why? Because he loves you. Because he loves you. Because he didn't want you to be embarrassed. Then the story about Carmen with the soap. I love this story. I've told this story so many times that I never tire of telling it. He was on his way to a pilgrimage in Canada to Montreal. And as he's going, you know, the radiator decides to overflow, and there's a hole in the radiator. So Carmen and his three little kids are praying with the wife, Teresa, that the Lord would do something, and they didn't know what to do. And this man comes by. Interesting. The man says, oh, I think I can fix that. So what does the man do? He takes out a piece of soap from his car, and he sticks the soap in the hole. He says, that'll hold. They went all the way to Montreal and back. When they reached his driveway, the radiator gave way. Carmen has been looking for that soap in places for the last 30 years. What kind of soap was that? I tell you, that was angelic soap. That came from heaven. You see, this childlike faith that God gives us causes these great, awesome miracles to take place. This childlike faith that you've departed from causes the awesome miracles to take place. Where is your childlike faith? It's still there. But you know you depended upon yourself. And now your affliction is starting to get at you. What are you going to do with your affliction? Has your pig pen paid its price? Have you learned from your pig pen? Let us return to the Lord. He will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up so that we would live in his presence. Let us know. Let us strive to know the Lord. Let us seek the Lord while he may be found. Let us call upon him while he is still near. For as certain as the dawn is his coming, as certain as the dawn is his coming, as certain as the dawn, he will come to you. He will come to you. You only need to repent. You only need to get on your face. You only need to say, I had a good home and I left it. You only need to say, Jesus, I'm sorry. Jesus, I've departed from you. I'm sorry, but I'm back. I'm back. And he'll never call it to mind again. The father never said to the prodigal, well, you've been gone 6 months or 6 years. You've been feasting with women, wine, and song. Who do you think? The father never even listened to the sins of the son. He kissed away the sins of the son. Without even listening. This is God. Let us return to the Lord. He has greater things for you. You know, people that have left the charismatic renewal, and again, I don't like that word, charismatic renewal. Don't you think that there's more in the Holy Spirit than you experienced in the past? You know, I've been into this since 1968, and hopefully it's been into me since 1968. And I'm just discovering, I'm just beginning. I'm just beginning. I'm seeing things now that I've never seen. And if I'm seeing things now that I've never seen, bones appearing in people's heads, cancer being healed, cancer being stopped, when I'm seeing things like this, I'm saying, how much more is there? But I'm going to tell you, there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay to be God's man, and there's a price to pay to be the devil's man. There's a price to pay. And if I told you there wasn't a price to pay, I'd be a liar. I'd rather pay the price for God and for Jesus Christ than for Satan and for the world. And I'll tell you what the price is for God. It's to just completely know that I can do nothing on my own power, that only in Him am I able to do anything. I can't even breathe on my own power. Only in Him can I do anything. Oh, there's a price to pay. And it's the price of humility, knowing that I am nothing and can do nothing, but in Him I can do everything that He calls me to do. And that the depth of His love is greater than I could ever imagine. And the depth of what He's calling us to is greater than we can ever imagine. Let us strive to know the Lord, for as certain as the dawn is His coming, and His judgment shines forth like the light, He will come to us like rain. How gentle. He will come to us like spring rain that waters the earth. How gentle. How gentle. That's the way He will come to us, in our affliction. When we repent, He will come like spring rain. Oh, and then we can place our faces in that rain, and we can smile as that rain soaks us, spring rain, not the rain we've been experiencing in Boston, like November. I know it's not November, but it feels like November. But spring rain, warm rain, gentle rain, He will come like spring rain. And then the Lord asks the question, what can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your piety is like a morning cloud. You know what that means? In Israel, when the cloud is there in the morning, in about an hour, it's gone. In other words, your piety, your faithfulness, your childlikeness, it doesn't last very long. What can I do with you? For this reason I smote them through the prophets. I slew them by the words of my mouth. For it is love that I desire, not sacrifice. It is the knowledge of God rather than holocausts. So what does God desire from you? He desires faith working through love. That's what He desires. He desires faith working through love. He desires childlike faith that moves mountains, working through love. I desire love. You know the greatest thing you can say to Jesus when you wake up in the morning? I love you, Jesus. You know the greatest thing you can say to Jesus as you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the laboratory? I love you, Jesus. You know the greatest thing you can say during the day? I love you, Jesus. What a beautiful prayer that is. I love you, Jesus. You're so wonderful. I thank you, Jesus, that you're not going to give me what I deserve, because I'm back. I've returned. I don't want my piety to be like a morning cloud. I'm here. I want to be your disciple. I want to learn at your feet. I love you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. You know what has kept me all these years? The grace of God in my desperation. I have always been desperate for God. I have always been desperate for God. I cannot do one thing without Him, other than do messy things, sinful things, dark things, awful things. I am so desperate for Jesus. I have not outgrown my desperation. Thank you, Jesus. If Jesus decides today, I'm going to take a trip away from Tom, He may as well kill me. I am so desperate for Him. I'm desperate for Him because I know I can do absolutely nothing apart from Him. But I also know that in him I can bear much fruit. I also know that in him that the fruit that I bear will last. I also know that in him I am his and he is mine, that in him all things work together for the good for those who love him. Yeah, I'm a desperate man. And maybe this broadcast has lasted 27 years because I speak to desperate people. And I speak to them not with any eloquence that I have this great Christian walk, that I'm the paradigm, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. No, I'm just like everybody else. I need Jesus. I'm desperate for Jesus. And when I stray, I need to say, Lord, the pig pen has done its work. I don't want any more of the pig pen. I'm returning to you. And the Lord says, now we're going to continue where you left off. We're not going to do anything else but continue where you left off. But Lord, I don't deserve it. He said, you never deserved it. But Lord, no more buts. You know what a but, Lord, is? That's a billy goat Christian. But. No. I've returned, and we're going to begin where I've left off, Jesus says. Do you understand what I'm saying? Come on, you had that childlike faith. You had it. Start using it again. Start believing. Start believing. Start surrendering. Surrender to the Lord, and he will do great things for you. Surrender to the Lord, and mighty things will happen again. Surrender to the Lord, and life will change again. Surrender to the Lord. Surrender to the Lord. Surrender to the Lord. Just tell him how much you need him. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him that without him you can do nothing. So, Father, today we come to you because, Lord, we have departed from you. And we want to tell you, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Come on, open your hands. Your past, the brokenness, your sexual sins. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Now your pride that keeps you from coming back. Open your hands. I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Father, hear our tears before you hear our words. Manifest your glory again. Show us, Lord, that you have great plans for us. Renew within us the years that the locust ate our crop. Fill us with faith again. Faith working. Faith working through love. Faith working through love. And if you haven't been to confession, get to confession and get there quickly. Let me tell you this. On Sunday night at the rectory at Holy Rosary, we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. We sit around the table and start singing in the Spirit. We start banging our drums. People bring their pots and pans. We have a good time every Sunday night at Holy Rosary at 993 Shirley Street in Winthrop, and you're welcome to come every Sunday night. We will also be in Syracuse tonight at Holy Family Church at 7 o'clock. Syracuse, Holy Family Church at 7 o'clock. And I do need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And we need the Son, so pray, Father, bring the Son to Boston. Not only Jesus, but the Son that shines in the sky. Bring Jesus, the Son of God, to Boston, and bring that beautiful disc up in the sky again, Lord. We need the Son, Lord. We need the Son. We've had too many dark days. We need the Son. Listen, Jimmy the Roofer will help you, and he shingles, and he fixes roofs, and he's the best. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. One more time. 617-519-0341. And also, we will be at the Espousal Retreat House on Wednesday at 7:30. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. May Jesus Christ be praised. May he be praised in your heart, on your lips, and in your hands. And tell him today, Jesus, I love you. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.